And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you aboard here. Got a great program for you. Want you to stay tuned tonight. Number one of our series on the subject of 20 and 12. We've done several on this. We're coming back into the series as we're going to examine with the title 20 and 12 possibilities. As have you ever noticed lately that You know, one of the things that the government has learned about humanity is they can control humanity as long as humanity is afraid and they feel protected by the superiors, which is the headship, the government. Well, with 20 and 12 approaching, we've got a growing list of what the quote-unquote experts, or what we would call the experts, what they've got possibly coming up for us. So we're going to look at the things that we could consider as possibilities in the fact that 20 and 12 is approaching. There's no problem with that, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming up on what would be called 20 and 12 with the things that are being given as possibilities for our day coming up on us to fear and to be worried about it. Well, should we be worried? Well, the Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, the first possibility of the list of possibilities that I think that could happen is an asteroid or a meteor, a comet, could collide with the Earth. Now, is that going to happen? And my answer is no. Well, we've had examples of, well, just like on the Carolina coast, right where Charleston, South Carolina, and right up in that area through North Carolina on the coast, we know that there was an asteroid hit there probably perhaps millions of years ago and created a great crater right there on the coast. That's not going to happen for one reason. The Bible indicates that there will be perilous times. In the heavens, we'll see great signs. This is true. We may even discover Planet X. That's a possibility. But as far as the Earth being destroyed with an asteroid, that's not going to happen because the Bible says that will he find faith on Earth when he returns? Now, that's the question. And the answer would be if there don't come a falling away, the answer would be yes. If there comes a falling away, the end is going to come quicker than it should. That means that your faith tonight is the glue that holds the future for our Earth. As a man thinketh, and we got this is a problem here, we got so much disinformation being handed down through agencies or those who are chosen to present disinformation. You know, negative people are always going to give you negative information. Positive people are going to give you positive. Well, which one outweighs the other? Well, we know by the total that we're going to sum up here tonight that the total is overwhelmingly in favor of those who are negative. But those who are on the winning side, and that's a few, those who have purpose. This earth is made to be inhabited. That's what Yahweh says. You say, well, that may be true, but Yahweh's not in charge. Well, it may seem like to a lot of, even to a lot of Yahweh believers, they've almost given up hope that Yahweh is even remotely concerned about it because time goes on and on and on and on. Well, the Bible says that Yahweh's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. And that's what we need tonight, is a patient, waiting people for the coming, or the victory, if you will. And so then, my answer is no. the Bible does warn us that the devil, now if the devil's able to control the elements and hurl a asteroid to kill us all and take us all to hell with him, that would be his dream, you know, because if he has to go, he wants to be surrounded by people that he's deceived. The Bible said he would deceive the very elect, but it's not going to be by an asteroid, because we find a lot of things are yet to happen on planet Earth. I'm going to give you the scenario in this series, and I've covered it lightly in the other examples, but I will go into detail to show you what Satan's plans are for planet Earth. Now, we know, according to the Bible, that he's going to be loosed upon the Earth. You say, boy, if he ain't loose now, I would dread to be here when he comes. Well, you will. The government, they're giving away, you know, body bags. Talking to one of my brothers up in Indiana the other night, we was talking about this very thought that they're getting ready for something big. Now, whether it's planned, man-made, false flag, some type of thing coming, I'm going to cover the possibilities tonight that we do know that something significant is going to happen between now and next year. Something that will be earth-changing. And I'm going to give you my prediction at the end of this series what it's going to be, and it's going to startle you. The earth is going to enter into a prosperous age. And I know that's against all the doomsday sayers. Now, we're going to have trouble. We've got trouble right now. And I do believe that at least 80 to 90% of it is man-made. Our troubles are brought on by ourselves. Our disrespect to Yahweh, our disrespect to the planet, and our disrespect to our fellow man. This has come about by sin. Now, when sin rules, Satan thrives. When righteous men rule, commandments are kept. The system of creation, respect, working in the areas that we're supposed to. You know what our command is by Yahweh? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and rule. That was Yahweh's plan. But no, there's not going to be an asteroid destroy the earth. There's the possibility of the coronal mass ejection, or the CME, as it's known in scientific, from the sun. Now, we know that there is a cycle every 11 years that the sun erupts and quite possibly could damage our sensitive electronics. Now, we know that the solar storm of 1859, it was noted in history. It occurred in September, causing the failure of telegraph systems. Now, telegraph was a very hard system to knock out because it was just simple telegraph. But across North America and Europe, accompanying the storm with auroras that are normally only seen in the Arctic and the Antarctic, but were visible as far south as the Caribbean. Typically, we would expect a storm of 1859's magnitude to cause power blackouts and wreck satellites. But we do really not know how big they can get any bigger than it was in 1859, and it will. The Bible talks about the sun scorching people with heat. A degree, just a minor degree, could move in closer to the earth, and the earth could be scorched with great heat. But is that what that's really meaning? Because the Bible says as long as there's a sun and a moon, there's going to be an Israel. When you see the sun and moon fall out of the sky, then you can say that Yahweh's people have been defeated. Until then, you can't say that. So, in 209, NASA told us to be wary of solar storms and warned of the dangers to America's ancient overloaded power grid. And I grant that it is overloaded. I mean, the corporation utility systems of the cities and the government, they have wrecked out the profit, great sums of profit that you've paid your bills, but they haven't put much of that back into upgrading the system. So it's a little bit problematic, but it's not going to be a CME or coronal mass ejection that's going to bring the world to the end. How about magnetic pole shift? Now, I've taught a lot about this. Out of the first three out of the gate here, the magnetic pole shift is a distinct possibility. However, with our poles swapping places, it would only be a shifting, a great shaking, and the Bible indicates that well. All these things here, the first three things that we're talking about, could happen in a sense, but it wouldn't bring the earth to a total annihilation or a earth ending, if you will. Time is not going to end with these. Now, what about the explosion of the black hole at the center of the galaxy that I've talked about at the center of the crossing? This is one of the four that I've first and foremost. This is the one that looms to me the most dangerous in the future before our earth. The Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down among you. Now, we had no earth-shaking event, no indication that the Antichrist has arrived. And when he does arrive, he's going to deceive the very elect, if possible, along with the rest of the world, and the Bible said the world's going to worship him. So, number four, keep in mind that at the center of the crossing at 11:11, December the 21st, according to the Mayan calendar, the first of the possibilities looms largely, and yet it's a spiritual key. I believe that in the next year, we're going to have what is known as the opening, and you may not even notice it in the astrological time events, but it's going to happen soon. Now, there are other predictions that Satan or the aliens are coming. Now, what's an alien? Somebody that you've never seen before, that with superior knowledge, we fear them, that we hear talk about. It's on shortwave. Shortwave just makes me sick. Most of the time, it's the fearmongers on shortwave. The gold's going to fall and silver's going to fall, or silver's going to go out of sight. You better get Dave, one of the first things that Dave told me when I came on WWRV was some of the problems that he's encountered over here with shortwave people that are taking advantage with fear-mongering among the people, and he didn't appreciate a lot of that going on WWRV. I really appreciated that because here's a man with foresight and knowledge, having to sit and listen to that years and years and years, and finally, he just cut off the gold traders and the soothsayers and the fearmongers and things of this nature, and expect some biblical truth along with scientific reckoning to prove the points that the preachers ought to get on here or others could make these things. So one of the things that I really think has a possibility is the black hole at the center of our galaxy, which in 2012, at this astrological date, that the light, and you know Satan hates light, He hates to be exposed. He loves darkness. And so for years that he's been bound, when Gabriel and Michael and the other archangels took him to the dark hole, the Bible said he carried him to the deep. This is in the space. And these black holes, even our scientists don't know what causes these. It's just like somebody took a giant bit and bored into the universe very deep, and it's so deep that it's just a black hole of gravity, energy sucking everything in it. Well, the reason that the energy is going into these black holes is a repelling galactic purpose, that when the angels restrained Satan, they spun this backwards energy to keep the gate of the black hole at the center of the galaxy closed. But there is a projected time that this black hole will open at the center, and what a better time than in the last days. And we know we're in the last days. Even the apostles acknowledged that after the death of the Messiah, that we had entered an era of time that would mark the countdown to Armageddon. And so then, this signaled gamma ray burst. We've been warned that even the super waves that comes from this, when they do explode out into the cosmic universe, that it affects the Earth. And when we had the one that produced the 2004 tsunami, which was caused by what is called a gravity wave, and it was the accompanying GRB, which is the gravity explosion, and it was the brightest energy ever observed. It was 100 times brighter than any other seen in recorded history. The gravity wave did not come from our galactic center. There's the key. But it had perhaps the effects, which if it had of, would have been much worse. Now, did you catch that? Now, this gravity wave that produced the cause of the 2004 tsunami, it didn't come from the center of the Earth, the black hole. This one remains closed until the appointed time. When it does open, there's going to be a galactic sign. The Earth's going to shake, and it's going to tremble. For woe unto the inhabitants of the Earth, for Satan, at this time, I do believe that the good angels, bad angels scenario will come once again into the forefront of the galactic battle. Now it will become an earthly battle. In the end, Satan and his angels will be here for a short time. Grant that. Now, he's not here now. They may be investigating or attempting to set up an arrival point with the governments of the world. You see, our governments now have energy forces that could actually defeat the purpose of the angelic. If they didn't want them to come, they could probably forbid it with nuclear weapons, even destroying our own Earth, if Yahweh would give them the mind to do that. But he's not. The Bible said Satan is going to come, and he's going to gather together the kings of the earth, and they are going to position themselves in favor of this new host that's coming out of the universe. Now, they're going to conjure up some wild tale, and man, the kings of the earth and the governments and the forces that are evil are going to sign on to this, and they're going to accept Satan himself, literally Satan and his angels, as what we described as God and his angels. Men and women will not be able to discern between Satan as a god and Yahweh as a god. Yahweh's not coming until the final trump. Satan's coming, and we know that, and he's going to reign a short time, and he's going to reign in Jerusalem, where they're going to build a temple in a peaceful time. Now, we got to have a war before all this comes. So we still got time, and Satan and the Illuminati need one more war in this area to clean up, or to gather up, if you will, the forces that will permit Satan and his angels to come. Now, the forerunner of these are, the earth is going to shake. We're going to have great signs in the heavens. People are going to be terrified. We're going to have the arrival of planets in our solar system that we've never seen before. I prophesy that. And they're going to shake the very foundations of this earth through gravity waves and things of this nature. Now, I said a while ago that the earth changes, and this has been already the coldest winter on record here in the United States, and perhaps that would be true in Europe and certain other places. We have what is known as global warming, and people laugh at that, but folks, it's true. We're having global warming in the places that it shouldn't be warming up. We have, in tropical places, we have it getting cold. I mean, when it's colder in Tampa, Florida, on a certain date than it is in Anchorage, Alaska, you know you got problems. When you see great ice shelves on the Greenland mainland, when you see them melting and raising the level of the sea, it's possible now that the level of the sea could raise enough that it would actually change the faces of our cities and coastal areas to where they would be submerged and underwater. Now, I just saw a U.S. Navy map projected with the volcanic activity that is now underneath the United States, in the western core of it, say like in Wyoming and Yellowstone National Park, the ground there has raised 10 feet in just a short time. It's alarming the geologists that's keeping record, and they know that something's fixing to blow there, and the Navy has projected a future map of the United States with large portions of the Western nations being underwater. Well, look at Wyoming, the high country, and the Rockies, look at Colorado, look at Arizona, New Mexico, places like that, and California. The whole, and parts of Texas, parts of Florida being submerged. So you people that live close to the coast, you need to flee to the mountains. You people in Wyoming that's in the mountain range up there, I think you're in danger. So you ought to observe the times and be wise and flee from where you shouldn't be. Even the United States Navy is projecting the change, the geographical change, and the geological changes that's coming to the United States. They know it's coming. It's just a matter of time. Now, with the sinking of lands, some of the prophets of the sages of the past have predicted new arrivals, or land that was once under the oceans, to emerge as a new land. So what goes up? The submerged land has to go down as a result of the earth changes to push the land back up. So land that we now are living on could be submerged underwater like in the past. Islands and continents have disappeared, broken up through the tectonic plate issues and the movement It's just like the earth is on a set of roller skates, and ever how Yahweh wants it to roller skate around or go up or go down, he talked about the waves of the sea being roaring. He talked about major changes in the earth, and this is some of the things that we're talking about, and we believe as a forerunner to Satan coming that the earth will tremble, because the Bible gives us a distinct warning, three woes, and yet people will be shouting in the street. The Bible says the first thing that Satan's going to do, he's going to come in peacefully. After a terrible war, you see the people of the earth is being set up right now for this war, and there's profit in war, and there's a reason that they want a war, just to get rid of the riffraff. Millions of people's going to die in this next war. It's going to be nuclear in nature, and yet it's going to be limited nuclear. Strategically striked in areas that the Illuminati won't rule on. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night, and the symbols and the ruling elite and some of their ancient satanic symbols and emblems that they wear proudly, and they're getting more brazen every day. Now, what about this religious apocalypse that people are talking about? Like I say, you turn on your shortwave, you turn on the radio, you turn on the news. Right now, Egypt is in upheaval. What about that? Is there something in Egypt that is fixing to happen that will really set the world on its behind? I mean, some of these startling announcements that are coming, evidence of a super race of people that lived here before we got here. Or maybe we got here by their invention. Maybe that our creator Yahweh wasn't the only one creating things. Maybe he had some helpers running around. This is nothing but an intelligent group of beings from some other planet or from some other location that come and they changed Earth from a after it cooled down and after it started processing to sustain life. Man was created on it for various reasons. We know why the Creator created what He did, and we know that He called it good. We know that there was other creators, some good and some bad, and then the war began over the creation. They began to be jealous of one another. These super beings came down, and they gathered men to their cause, and there was wars and strife and jealousies and envies and hatred, just like we got today. Now, we are clamoring for a Savior. And so, the rapture enters in at this point, number five on our list, is the religious apocalypse, or rapture, or judgment day. And most religious predictions are in the area that the world leaders have apocalyptic beliefs, that they are going to plan this great end-time scenario and take out two-thirds of the world's population, with the elite living underground and sustaining themselves off the treasures that they have reaped off the poor people. Now, the Bible says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no one, not even the angels. But again, you can see that Yahweh can change His mind. As the Bible tells us in many places, when He looked and saw the evil of man in Genesis 6, He started predicting an end right then for that generation. our generation may be coming up to be reviewed. And the Bible indicates, as it was in the days of Noah, we have the same apocalyptic conditions as of that day. The Bible said that Yahweh made a determination that man and his mind was continuously on evil things. Well, think about this in this day. If that was an evil generation back then, and it got to the point that it needed a cleansing, water in this case, it's going to get so bad in the next apocalypse, or end time judgment, that Yahweh is not going to use water, he's going to use fire. Now, fire is a purifier. And maybe this generation deserves fire and brimstone as opposed to water that destroyed the first world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the point where this point of Christian belief, especially, there's three major religions on the earth right now. Each one of them are at the point of clashing. That is the apocalypse. That is the judgment. That is Armageddon. But after that, don't you see the possibility of Satan timing it just right? That he comes in as the Savior. He brings peace, which we will all long for. And the remaining people that remain here, many of the righteous are going to be taken out. I ain't talking about a rapture. I'm talking about an imprisonment, death, deliverance to the evil, a time of Jacob's trouble. I'm talking about the real rights. I ain't talking about this false stuff. So then, after that, could there be an alien, what we've determined, life discovered out there in the universe? Maybe this dark hole where they come from, they come out of the bowels of the earth or the universe, and they come with great advanced technology. Satan is a mastermind. He creates things that are going to be good. He's going to come in peacefully. He's going to settle the issues, the arguments. The world is going to experience a time of peace and prosperity. And the Bible says that when they say peace and prosperity, beware. For out of the heavens will come another invasion force. This is going to be the good guys. And yet, the bad guys are going to show up as the good guys, and the good guys are going to show up as the bad guys. The day will be, and it's here, and I spoke on it last week, or some, I think it was this week that I was talking about, the day will come out called good evil and evil good. So it's a reverse. Just like there's a people in earth known as God's chosen people, they're not. They're imposters. Satan's very crafty. He can make you believe a lie and be damned, and be not deceived, ladies and gentlemen, because we are at this point where things in the heavens, you're going to have to look up. Everybody's going to be looking up this wondrous thing that is coming. Now, gamma rays. Well, what are they? Earth's ozone, we have a big rip. And these gamma rays, this protective ozone layer has been ripped. And to recover it, to get it back to its initial protection cover, would take a lot of doing. And I believe it's too far gone. We've got HARP, the weather changes that you see, the birds is dying, the fish is dying. The skies are filled with corruption of evil intent. They're working on it right now. The gamma ray burst is going to keep them. People get more cancer. The ultraviolet radiation from the sun is killing more life on Earth near the surface of the oceans and the lakes. And the food chain is being disrupted purposely. It's to their advantage to have you begging for food. We got Walmart set up already to become the grocery store of the future. All other stores will be closed. You will be issued a card. And you, and this ain't going to be too far in the future, you're going to see this. You're going to see people flocking to these centers, distribution centers, with the government in control of feeding the ones that they won't feed. They know by choice that the ones that will not bow, the ones that will not take the mark of their cards and their electronic exchange, you'll fall out of favor with them real quick. The ones that know Yahweh is going to do exploits. It's going to be a time of trouble. And this is Jacob's trouble. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Crustal displacement. A physical pole shift. Very, very possible. And that only helps Satan, because he's going to come in and repair a lot of this stuff. And the ninth one, that's the eighth one, and the ninth one is cosmic rays. These high-energy cosmic rays that comes from an increase that is striking our atmosphere, and it's weakening our shields, just like the gammas and the crustal displacement. The cosmic rays are now doing their job, and this is planned also by zipping through our body every second, these cosmic rays, and it's causing our bodies to die, to get diseases. We're in bad shape. And these are all man-made, I do believe, along with the earth itself rising up in opposition. What about the flu pandemic that you've heard about in the last 5 years? Now, the inventor or some of the manufacturers of the vaccine is now confessing. Yes, they do have mercuries and things that we've suspected and agents to could cause a possible death with the ingredients, and these are time triggers. Beware and watch. Number 11 on our list here tonight is nuclear war or biological war. Any of these are possibilities. Very, very possible. Wars and rumors of wars right up to the end. Till Satan comes, who is going to restore once again, coming in peacefully. Remember this now. You know how Yahweh's coming? He's the second wave. Don't go out with the first wave. Don't fall for the first wave. That's going to be Satan, who is a god, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know what kind of a master god he was until you read your Bible and study and really believe he exists. Most people don't even think he exists. But he is a real being. He's going to be seen here in his final days on earth. His last day will be spent right here on earth as the king. He'll be the king. He'll proclaim himself the king of the earth. And more than that, the king of the universe. He's gonna exalt himself above every god, and the world will worship him. I'm going to repeat this. He's going to declare himself as the king of the universe, and the world will worship him, whose names are not on the Lamb's Book of Life. So, nuclear war. Get ready for that. It's coming up. What about a super volcano? Well, these great energy spikes that come up out of the earth, and I just mentioned Yellowstone as being one of the possibilities, and these super volcanoes are intensifying. Earthquakes and famine and pestilence. Now, here in America, we've been blessed as a breadbasket of the world. Wait till you're standing at Walmart. They're already working on it, folks, where you can't grow anything. can get you a hot house, that won't help none. They've got the atmosphere polluted. They got the earth polluted to where you would have to plant their seeds. They're going to be in complete control. And if you don't buy and plant their seeds, you're not going to be able to grow anything. Organic, it's nothing but a joke, even today. What about the rise of machines? Well, we've got robots that will do in one day what a 100 men, it takes weeks to do. So, machines are going to replace the need of you. If you become a undesirable, that's why that they're planning mass global starvation. Not only here in America, in a breadbasket, they're ruining our soil purposely. These storms, global warming, I mentioned that. It's number 14 on my list that I was wanting to talk to you about. Just an increase of a couple degrees, like I said, can make it very difficult for you and your growing and the weather patterns. This is a strong possibility that they're already doing this. And it's not nature. This is man-made. And you won't believe that the machines and the way to control the elements that are around us, these electromagnetic weapons like HARP, you may be told that this is just some testing and trials, and yeah, we're working on some type of a future mass weapon that could protect you, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing they're doing is working on something to take you out. Time travel. Now, a lot of people don't believe that when Einstein was talking about the time and space continuum, that maybe someone can be able to zap us back in time and warn us, somebody coming from our future. That's what we're being told. But the people that's coming from our future was the people that controlled our past. So there's nothing going to change, but deception is going to increase. Many are going to be deceived, the Bible said. Now, nanotechnology, it concerns people every day. They got sunscreen to warn you to put that on. And you don't really know what sunscreen does to the internal organs of the body. You might ought to check and see. But the things that they've developed to protect you is like you go and go to the water hole and, you know, everybody needs water. And so when they make water scarce or food, you'll gather up there and beg for it. And then they can select you like cattle and things of this nature. Now, is this going to happen? Pastor Buddy, it's already happening, friends. It's not going to happen. It's already happening. A supernova. Those who believe in supernovas are believing right because they've got machines and these possibilities, it's low, but they're using everything they can. Genetic modification, I just touched on that. We blindly take the vaccinations, and when we're sheep gathering up at the gene therapy hole, and we believe what they tell us, that we need this shot to protect us from this, and that we need this to protect us from that, and we're falling for it, ladies and gentlemen. We're becoming controllable by injection. Nuclear accident. Is it possible that we could have a nuclear accident that could wipe out maybe a million people? Yes. Could it be planned? Could be. Ice age. Now, right now, the buzz is global warming, and yet 30 years ago, we were worried about an impending ice age. Whatever happened to that? Well, check your local temperatures this December. The coldest on record. Look at the nations in Europe. Cold, bitter, floods, devastation, down under, devastation. one of the worst seasons that we've experienced in a long time. So that's some of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to happen here in the time that it takes for us to prepare to meet Yahweh. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to prepare to meet Him. And on this that we talk about, these possibilities, these are the things that worries me somewhat, that the people of the faith are going to be deceived. Even our own people are falling before the things that I'm preaching about. And they're going to be, you know, when a man gets hungry, I know. When a man gets hungry, he's hungry. And what will he do? He will sell his soul for a piece of bread. Now, tomorrow night, on part two of our 20 and 12 scenario, the deception, we're going to talk about the Masonic seal in this era and show you how it's led up and planned. Even America has been planned and stamped with the seal of Satan. Here we've been thinking that we are a free society and we've only been let go within the pen. And this is the sheep pen, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe some of the best people in the world live on this side of the Atlantic. There's good people everywhere, but good people are easily deceived and led astray. So we're going to talk about that, and I'd like to give you how the seal of the United States dollar bill was developed and who developed it and for what reason, and these occultic symbols of the New World Order are now coming into vogue by planned people who will have to, now let me show you this, they will have to rule the earth with a rod of iron to get people to accept Satan and his descent from the deep. Remember, in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations, we're going to take our text on that tomorrow night and show you that Satan is fixing to be unloosed from the place he was bound out in the deep space in a dark hole. And at the point of crossing, this is why that the ancients, the wise men of the past, wrote us a calendar to warn us and to tell us that this trigger date, astrologically, it's nothing but a trigger release. Now, it could take 100 or 150 years or 200 years, or for that matter, it could take 1,000 years for this to unfold in the astrological signs in the heavens to finalize the extent of Satan coming to this planet. Now, he will take his time, but he knows he's got a short time when he gets here. But when he appears, the Bible says that he will deceive the very elect. So I want you to know that Satan has had a bunch of wise men working in unison to lie and to deceive what is called the very elect. So tomorrow night, stay tuned for that order of Satan and his minions coming to deceive the very world that he wants to rule and conquer. And like I said, he's coming in. He's coming in to reign peacefully. He's not going to come in as a warrior or as a destroyer. See, we think of Satan as a destroyer. And when we think that, that's the way the disinformation people want us to believe that he's coming in to destroy. Well, I didn't want the Bible said. He said he's coming in peacefully, and he will obtain the kingdom by peace. What is it if man is almost to the point of destroying himself with war? It's going to seem like that's our very purpose. And war in dark times, I can remember World War II when it started and how frightful it was. we were told to we had to work harder. We sent all the men off to war, put the women into the factories, and had them working. As soon as we got the women out of the homes, Satan come in and destroyed the homes. Now, over 50% of marriages end in divorce, and 50% of those mothers are single mothers raising children from these people that won't work. And we're right now, we've got 72 million people illegally living in this country, living off as parasites, blood-sucking parasites that are destroying this nation, and ain't a thing we can do. You can't work hard enough to make it prosper. Its prosperity days are over. It's a time of reckoning. They planned this for many, many days, and here we are. We're right in the time of trouble, such as the world has never known. Now, we got people that's trying to build survival kits, underground shelters. That ain't going to help you a bit. They're trying to develop some kind of a seed that they can plant and grow stuff. That ain't going to help you a bit. They got it covered. Everything has been covered and taken care of, and it's prophesied that people will hunger. Israel at one time was so ravished in a famine. The Bible does speak of these, and boy, are we ever having them. If you don't think the world is in chaos, turn on your local news and take a listen. Notice this. Our DNA is under attack. Our righteous blood has been exploited, and it's been destroyed all over this earth. There is an assault. There is a war. There is evidence that the chosen people, the ones who don't know who they are, there's going to have to come an awakening. So all these things, the asteroids and the comets and the galactic alignment and DNA battles and the general things that's happening in the sky is here for a reason. It's to cause you to look up. It's to cause you to pray. It's to cause you to seek Yahweh. And only Yahweh, the most wonderful thing that you can do is not prepare to dig your hole, not prepare to gather up your silver and gold, but pray to Yahweh to have mercy on your soul. The righteous are taken from the wrath to come. You don't know what's coming, ladies. You don't know the suffering. You don't know the misery. You don't know the heartache that is due to happen simply because Satan is going to bring all of these things to pass through wars and rumors of wars, famine and pestilence and the things to actually destroy two-thirds of the world's population so that he can take the other third, which he hope are his children, and most of them are because they have all the money, they have all the preparations, and things of this nature. You're going to be, as they call it, cattle. You'll be collected at centers, put in concentration camps. That's coming to America. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I just hope and pray it down. Tomorrow I'll go on just like it is, and things of this nature. Well, let me give you something to live by. Live today like it's going to be your last day. If you got any amends that you need to make, make them. If you got any preparation, remember, prepare your soul to meet Yahweh. Don't fear them that can take your body and destroy it. Fear him that can destroy body and soul. That's the last man coming in. Yahweh's coming back in flame and fire and taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh. Now, you're listening to Pastor Buddy Shepherd's Call. I'll be back tomorrow night on the early show, sponsored by Brother Mark, Brother Bud, Brother Edward, Brother Paul. So I'll be back in tomorrow night to continue part two. And I'm really going to get down in the meat of the prophecies of and explain exactly what we've got to look forward to. And in the end, we're going to have peace and safety. Brought to you courtesy of the New World Order. They said, see, what you give when you stick with us, we take care of you. Yahweh, there is no Yahweh. We're your God. Bow to us. Satan, the entrance, the grand entrance, he's coming back as God. And he's going to sit in a temple. He's already ruling in the hearts of man. All he needs now is a physical appearance, and he's going to have one because he's a real being. He's not a figment of your imagination. He's a created being. The only thing that's different, he's still alive, even after all the murders and atrocities that he's committed and caused to be committed by deceiving, because that's his mission. Kill, steal, and destroy. And you're going to see a lot of it in the next few years to come. So be ready. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. Call me on my cell. That's 423-259-0606. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. We'll be much obliged to hear from you. If you'd like our calendar, well, we'd be glad to send you one. It's a lunar calendar. It's the correct time. You probably need to be on it. If you don't believe that, why don't you just read Isaiah 66, verses 22, 23, and 24, and you'll understand why you need to get on the proper count of the calendar. If you'd like to go to our website, you can go there by going to oneyahweh.com. We're under construction right now, and you can excuse a little bit of construction. Bob is redesigning the website, but all of our information is up there. You can access it right tonight, along with thousands of hours of teaching on these related subjects. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you.
Stand up as a terror in each foot and in each son. For you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground.